one of our greatest American freedoms is the power to vote. You may think one ballot doesn't mean much, but this country has had close elections, disputed elections, decisions that came down to just one vote. So today, the Smithsonian will help us take a look at the history behind how we vote. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Over 13 million people are affected by famine, war, and drought in the Horn of Africa. Unfortunately, just listening to this commercial won't help them. Just listening won't give them their next meal or shelter or hope. You can help by texting GIVE to 777-444 to donate $10 and by going to usaid.gov/FWD to forward the facts. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USAID. Text donations go directly to Consortium of Humanitarian Relief Organizations. Standard text and data rates apply.
The way we vote has changed a lot over the years.
People typically use paper ballots that were called tickets, in which the parties put their candidates and their electors' names onto a single piece of paper, and the voter was expected to take that paper without marking it or doing anything other than just putting it into a ballot box. It was a very public kind of a happening.
Larry Bird is a curator at the Smithsonian's American History Museum on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Today we think of the right to a secret ballot, but that definitely was not the case in the early years of the country.
Polling places could be in anything from restaurants and bars to the steps of county courthouses, and sometimes they would even vote by voice. I mean, there really wasn't any privacy to it, but it was with the introduction of these blanket or Australian type of column ballots that voting became typically private, where you got a curtained booth.
As America moved to what is known as the Australian ballot, that had columns of candidates from all parties, there were still ways political parties or other organizations could influence the vote.
When they introduced the Australian ballots, many of them, in fact, had symbols across the top that helped people identify the party. Others did not, and the ones that did not just had text, reading a classified section of a newspaper. Critics charged that they had turned balloting reform into a literacy test.
Votes are still disputed here and around the world, but perhaps some of the changes over time have given voters more confidence that their wishes are heard. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.